الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Tonight إن شاء الله we will be talking about الخسوفات الثلاثة وعن الدخان, the three great sinkings of the earth and the smoke. We're still talking about the major signs that will take place before the day of judgment. And the ulama, they said these three disasters, which are the al-khusufat al-thalatha, or the three great sinkings of the earth, will take place before the day of judgment. They will be a major sign before the final day. And al-khasf in Arabic is when the earth opens up and swallow what was above the ground. It is very similar to a sinkhole. Or sometimes it is translated as a landslide, but these landslides are happening all the time. There have been many incidents throughout history, and actually, if even here in Canada, they said thousands of them are happening every day, every year in Canada. If you go to Natural Resources Canada, they will tell you that every year we have these thousands of these landslides, but these are minor events. Al-Khasf, the sinking of the earth took place in the past as a punishment. We'll talk about some incident that took place in the past, and what Rasulullah said about it, about some of them that will happen in the future, apart, aside from these three major signs that will take place before the day of judgment. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahmatullahi alayh, who explained Sahih al-Bukhari when talking about this ahadith, he said, قَدْ وُجِدَ الْخَسْفُ فِي مَوَاضِعِ. Who said that the sinking of the earth was found in some places. وَلَكِنْ يُحْتَمَلْ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمُرَادُ بِالْخُسُوفِ الثَّلَاثَ قَدْرًا زَائِدًا عَلَى مَوُجِدْ. He said, but it seems that these three great sinkings of the earth, or three sinkings of the earth, will be greater and bigger in size. How big? Allahu Ta'ala a'lam. We don't have knowledge about it. Only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows. And they could be the result of an earthquake. These sinkings could be the result of earthquakes that will take place in different places. Rasulullah ﷺ told us about the direction, but he didn't tell us about the location. The only location that we know exactly is the Arabian, for one of them, that one of them will take place in the Arabian Peninsula, but we will talk about them at the end, inshallah. So as I said, these landslides or these sinkholes or these sinkings of the earth have happened before, they are happening, this minor sinking are happening all the time. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam includes these three sinkings among the major signs of the Day of Judgment, this indicates that this will be bigger, these sinkings will be bigger, and they will have a huge impact on the life of human beings on earth. Our scholars are saying that these sinkings, as I said, could come or could happen as a form of punishment for those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejected His guidance. And they said that some good people who live among them, among those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, might be affected. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them on the day of judgment with their good intention. They were not disobedient, like the ones, the army that will attack the Kaaba to arrest the one, the person who will seek refuge in the Kaaba at the end of times. And the ulama are saying most likely this person will be Al-Mahdi, who will appear before the end of times. So this army that will come from the northern part of the Arabian Peninsula, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the earth to swallow this army. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there will be innocent people among them. People who will do business with them, people who will be passing by or talking to them or socializing with them. But they will be affected by this disaster. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them based on their intention, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take them to account because they had to mingle with that army at that time. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. But these sinkings, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned them in a couple of ahadith that they will happen. I'm not talking about the three major ones, other sinkings, that they will happen as a form of punishment. And there are many ahadith. I have two of them here in front of me. Hadith Aisha radiallahu anha, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ خَسْفٌ وَمَسْخٌ وَقَذْفٌ خَسْفٌ وَمَسْخٌ وَقَذْفٌ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قالت عائشة, قالت, قلت يا رسول الله, أَنَهْلِكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ. هذا جواب عائشة radiallahu anha. نذكر حديث زينب بنت شحش عندما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وين للعرب من 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 شر قد اقترب, لما تكلم عن يأجوج والمأجوج, ماذا كان رد أم المؤمنين زينب؟ أنهلك وفينا الصالحون. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك الحديث, نعم إذا كثر الخبث. هنا في هذا الحديث يقول إجابة لسؤال عائشة, نعم إذا كثر الخبث. هذا الحديث موجود في سنن الترمذي وصححه العلامة الألباني رحمة الله عليه. So in this hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying there will be at the end of, in the end of this ummah. So he's not talking about the end of times. And he's not talking about a different nation or a different community. Muslims, you need to pay attention to this. He's talking about the ummah of Islam. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith is saying there will be in the end of this ummah sinking, stoning, and transformation. Sinking, khasf, the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the earth to swallow some people and beside their properties and their houses and their, like what happened to Qarun. We'll mention his story today. And stoning, qadf, they will be stoned. They will receive stones from the sky. And transformation, which is more dangerous here. Transformation, people will be transformed into animals. This is something that happened to some of the children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about their story in Surah Al-A'raf, in Surah Al-Baqarah. Their story is mentioned in the Quran. Those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Sabbath, when they used to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, don't fish. There's the village that was beside the sea. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, do not catch any fish on Saturday. And they played and they tried to find some hiyal, some stratagems to avoid or violate the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides some other acts of disobedience, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran that they were transformed into monkeys. This is in the Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this will happen to a group of this ummah. But at the end of times, because he said, in the end of this ummah, sinking, al-khasf, stoning, al-qathf, and al-maskh, transformation into animals. So Aisha made the same question Zainab, radiallahu anha, made before. أَنَهْلِكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ. Are we going to be destroyed while righteous people are still among us? So they used to thought at that time, if we have righteous people among us, then we will not be destroyed. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, if evil prevails. نعم إذا كثر الخبث. في حديث آخر روى عمران بن حسين أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في هذه الأمة, لم يقل في آخر هذه الأمة, قال في هذه الأمة, والغالب أن يحدث في آخر الأمة. والله تعالى أعلم متى, الله أعلم, ولكن ذكر علامات. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some signs that are prevailing now, that are very common, that are very common nowadays. So he said, في هذه الأمة خسف ومسخ وقذف. فقال رجل من المسلمين يا رسول الله ومتى ذاك؟ قال إذا ظهرت القينات والمعازف وشربت الخمور. So in this hadith, رواه الإمام الترمذي وصححه كذلك الألباني, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, in this ummah there will be sinking, stoning and transformation into animals. So Rasulullah, a man from among the Muslims said, O Messenger of Allah, and when will this happen? So asking about the time. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not give an exact time, but he said when female singers, Al-Qainat in Arabic is female singers, musical instruments. It doesn't mean that men are allowed to sing or, you know, but this is what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned. Female singers and musical instruments will become popular, and wine drinking will become very common or prevails. People will be drinking alcohol in every town and every city. There are some Muslim countries there where people, I was told by a family, they said, we went to a Muslim city in the Middle East and they were looking for a hotel that doesn't sell alcohol. We didn't find any. So this hadith was collected by Imam Tirmidhi, some other scholars, but Sheikh Al-Albani, rahmatullah alayhi, who was an expert in the science of hadith, he said it is a hadith sahih. Among the nations, the old nations, as I said, sinking was a form of punishment, and this is what happened to Qarun. Qarun, who lived at the time of Musa alayhi salam. What did Allah tell us about him in Surah Al-Qasas? فَخَسَفْنَا وَبِدَارِهِ فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we caused the earth to swallow him and swallow his home. In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about his story. What was the story of Qarun? Qarun was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. That's why some ulama believed that he might have believed in the message of Musa or in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Banu Israel were the Muslims at that time. Were the Muslims of that time. So he was from the people of Musa, actually the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. So one of the descendants of Ya'qub alayhi salam, and the Qarun was the cousin, first cousin of Musa alayhi salam. And he, some ulama believed that he was not Muslim. He did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him many times with Fir'aun and Haman. Fir'aun is known, the dictator of Egypt at that time. And Haman was like a prime minister to Fir'aun. So Qarun was mentioned with them. Why? Because he was working as a vicegerent to Fir'aun over Banu Israel. Like he was watching over them, supervising them. إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم. بغى عليهم, he transgressed against them. He abused their rights. So he was appointed by Fir'aun to be like an administrator, deputy, over the, to look after the affairs of Banu Israel. But he did not, he was serving Fir'aun, and he abused the rights of his own people. This is one thing. And he might have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing, he became arrogant because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with wealth. He was extremely wealthy, Qarun. Extremely wealthy. But what did he say about his wealth when he was, the pious people, the good people in his community told him, you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'am, these bounties. And he said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. That was his behavior. That was his attitude. He said about his wealth, I was only given it because of knowledge that I have. Because of my skills. So basically, a mu'min would say, Alhamdulillah, this is a ni'mah from Allah. I was given this wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with this wealth, grant me this wealth. Alhamdulillah wa shukru lillah. And the mu'min would always attribute all his favors and bounties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about him in the Quran. He's saying, it was because of my knowledge, my skills. I had a good understanding about business, how to make business and how to make money. And that's it. That was his, his attitude. Beside the other problems, that was his punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the earth to swallow him and swallow his house. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salama wa al-afiyah. These three sinkings, The ulama are not sure about the timings, but a scholar from Egypt, maybe you know him, he's a TV personality, Muhammad Hassan, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan, he believes that the believers will not witness these events, the sinking, the great sinking of the earths. Other ulama are not sure about the exact timing. He used to believe, or he believed, he's still alive, he believes that the other major signs will happen, and the last ones will be, the last four will be these three sinkings, and the fire that will appear in Aden, in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula, it will push people to go and to gather in the area of Sham. He said, every believer, he believes that every believer, based on his research, every believer will die before the sinking, these three sinkings of the earth. Allah will send a wind, a light wind, it will take away the soul of every believer. In the hadith of Rasulullah, he said, even if the believing man goes inside a cave, this wind will go after him, and it will take his soul away, he'll pass away. When this wind touches him or touches her, then they will pass away, the believers. And then only those who are like the worst people, the worst of all people, will stay. And تَقُومُ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّاعَةِ نَسْأَ اللَّهِ السَّلَامَةِ وَالْعَافِيَةِ. These people will witness, this evil people who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said they will be behaving like animals on earth. Those people will witness the Day of Judgment. That is his understanding. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Here in this lessons, I am following the order of Sheikh Yusuf al-Wabil. He wrote a good book about Ashrat al-Sa'ah. It was the dissertation of his PhD or master's degree, to earn his master's degree or PhD, I'm not sure. It's a good book in Arabic. So I'm following his order here. So he placed, you know, the three sinkings after the appearance of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Wallahu ta'ala alam. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about these three sinkings? He said the first one will happen in the east, which means the east of Al-Madina. Because the reference point here is the city of Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when talking about them, he was in the city of Medina. So the eastern part of the world from city of Medina includes Arabian Peninsula, or the side, that side from the Arabian Peninsula, Iraq, Iran, Khorasan, Russia, till you reach Japan or you pass China. Maybe the last one will be South Korea, and both Koreas and Japan. But that could be the last point. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And he said the second one will happen in the west, which means in the western part of the world, but starting from the city of Medina. So that would include North Africa or Africa, Europe and North America, till we reach California. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And the third one, he said, it will happen in the Arabian Peninsula. This is what we have as a knowledge about the three you know, great sinkings. As I said, you know, many scholars are not very sure about the timing, the exact timings of these events. But one of them, I mentioned his name, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan, he believes that these three sinkings will happen just before the Day of Judgment. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, and the believers will not witness these events. Ad-Dukhan is one of the major signs that will appear towards the end of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Dukhan, the smoke, in Surah Ad-Dukhan. So there is a surah in the Quran that is called Ad-Dukhan, the smoke. So in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, talking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ يَغْشَ النَّاسَ هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. These are ayat 10 and 11. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentioned the word Ad-Dukhan. So here, which means in English, then watch, talking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not, he will not witness this event. But when talking to him, when addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be addressing whom? His ummah at the same time. So if he doesn't witness these events, no, a group of his ummah will witness them. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. So he said, then watch for the day when the sky will bring a visible smoke, covering the people. This is a painful torment. covering the people, yaghsha an-nas, that means it will be covering the whole earth. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Now, what is the nature of this smoke? There are two opinions, two famous opinions in the books of tafsir. The first opinion is a little bit different. The first opinion is about something else that took place at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the city of Mecca. That was the opinion of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And al-Tabari was inclined, Imam al-Tabari, a great mufassir, was inclined to this opinion. So Ibn Mas'ud said, this is not the smoke that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about in this ayah. Is not the smoke. Well, he had a different opinion. He said, when the people of Mecca disobeyed the Messenger of Allah and rejected his invitation to Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua against them, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test them with famine and lack of resources. Sinina kasinina Yusuf alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua, and they were stricken with famine. This is what Ibn Mas'ud is saying. He said, to the extent that they were able to see something that looked like a smoke in the sky due to hunger and fatigue. And that is, as I said, the opinion of one Sahabi, who is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and Imam al-Tabari, was inclined to this opinion. The second opinion, and this is the opinion of majority of scholars, among them the Sahaba Ali ibn Abi Talib, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Ibn Abbas, was great mufassir, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Ibn Kathir was following this opinion. And the majority of scholars, they said actually the smoke that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about in Surah Al-Dukhan is a major sign that is yet to come before the end of times. And their main proof is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included the Dukhan in the famous hadith that I mentioned before, in which he mentioned 10 signs. Hadith of Hudhayfa ibn Asid al-Ghifari in Sahih Muslim, he mentioned 10 signs. One of them is the Dukhan, the smoke. So if these 9, the other 9 signs, all of them will happen before the Day of Judgment, and they will be major signs for the Day of Judgment, how, does it make sense? Does it make sense if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included Dukhan that takes place or that took place during his time in Mecca 1400 years ago? It doesn't make any sense here. There is no connection between these 9, because these 9, we all believe that they will happen before the Day of Judgment. There will be major signs. The other, the appearance of Isa alayhi salam, or the descent of Isa. Isa alayhi salam did not come. The Dajjal, the emergence of a Dajjal, the rising of the sun from the west, Ad-Dabba, the beast of the land that will be talking to the people, and these 3 sinkings that will take place before the Day of Judgment. So Dukhan here was mentioned, one of them, and in a different hadith also Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned the Dukhan among those major. He included the Dukhan with these major events. He said, Badiru bil a'mali sittan. Badiru bil a'mali sittan. And here Rasulullah ﷺ is telling us actually about some benefits of learning about this branch of knowledge. So he said, Badiru bil a'mali, hasten to do good deeds, hurry to engage in good deeds. Sittan, before 6 things happen. So here he's talking about 6 things. Badiru bil a'mal, is عندك وقت الآن. Try to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to increase your good deeds. Try to keep the ties of kinship. Pray on time. Give sadaqat. Make hajj if you didn't make hajj. So badiru bil a'mal. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Quran. Help other people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to collect hazanat as much as you can. Don't wait. Don't say sofa. I will do that when I grow up. When I do that. When this happen, I will do that. There are many people who said, if you talk to them about prayer, inshallah I will start after I get married. Or hajj mathalan, inshallah I'll make hajj after my children, all of them get married, I finish the building of my house, and all the plans, the worldly plans are done, and then he will, inshallah, he will make hajj. And do you have a guarantee that you're going to stay alive till that time? There's no guarantee. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying here, badiru bil a'mal, hasten to do good deeds before six things happen. And the first thing he mentioned, tulu'u shamsi min maghribiha, the rising of the sun from the west, which we'll talk about it inshaAllah, the next halaqah. But the next halaqah will not be next Friday, nor the other one. It will be January 1st inshaAllah. I will tell you about that at the end. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tulu'u shamsi min maghribiha, number one, which is the rising of the sun from the west. Awid dukhan, or the smoke. Awid dajjal, or the dajjal, or a dabba, or the land, or the beast of the land. Aw khasata ahadikum. What is khasata ahadikum? Your own death. So, hasten to do good deeds. One of the things that you have to worry about, we talked about it last halaqa, your own death. Because if death comes, then this knowledge actually will not be beneficial, I mean, if your death comes. So you have to hurry and hasten to do good deeds before your Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, will come to you, will pay you a visit. Nas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuhsina khitamana. And then he said, أو أمر العامة, number six, أمر العامة. Many ulama, they said, general could be translated in Arabic as general calamity, but many ulama, they said it could be the day of judgment. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Yani, wallahu ta'ala a'lam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the point is, mentioned the dukhan in this hadith among those major signs that will take a place before the day of judgment. Of course, your own death could happen at any time. That's an exception. But the other five, they are major events that will take place at the end of time. So a dukhan, it must be one of them. The smoke, and there are some athar that when a dukhan comes, it will be a punishment for the disbelievers. But the believer will feel like he's having cold, like zukam. There are some athar from the sahaba radiallahu anhum. They said this, the effect of this smoke on the believers will be like cold. Someone was having cold and coughing, and it will be light. But it will be a punishment for any disbeliever here. So the dukhan, you know, will be distinguishing between people like the dabba, you know, the beast of the land, will know, will recognize the believers and the disbelievers. So these are supernatural events, yani, something that you can't understand with your own mind. If you try to reason, try to understand them or explain them, it's very difficult to find any scientific explanation here. People are trying these days to try a scientific explanation for the rising of the sun from the west, but there is nothing that is well established. And we'll talk about it, inshallah, next halaqa. People are writing on the internet and spreading rumors that NASA has mentioned something like that. Inshallah, we'll talk about it next time when we have to, because, I mean, we don't want other people to, yeah, you know, to, especially when we write something that we are not sure about it, and we spread it, and then it turns to be false. People just making fun of Muslims and say these Muslims are just, you know, spreading silly things. And if we have a proof from the Quran and the Sunnah, then we should not shy away from announcing this knowledge and spreading this knowledge, because we have confidence in this guidance, in this pure guidance from coming, that is coming from the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything else, we have to have either a solid proof, as I said, from the Quran and Sunnah, or a solid proof from science. And science is difficult, I mean, to you know, to say that this is well established and this is not a theory, this is a fact, a scientific fact. It's not easy, I mean, to. But we'll leave it to scientists. Here we'll try to focus on the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Tayyib, jazakumullahu khairan. This is what we have tonight, inshaAllah. Before you leave, or before I give you a chance for your questions, inshaAllah, I'll give you time for Q&A. I would like to tell you that next Friday we will not have a halaqa. Friday, December 18th. It will be a fundraising sponsored by Ikna Relief. And the place is Thorncliff Green View Community Association. It is found on 5600 Center Street, Northeast. And it will be, the fundraising will start at 6 o'clock, inshallah. So we would like to encourage people to go to this fundraising. And the purpose of this fundraising is to sponsor families, Syrian families who are coming from overseas. So ICNA Canada is planning to sponsor 100 families all over Canada. We'll have some of them here. Actually, we have some of them. We received some of them here. Some of them 4 or 5 months ago, two families. I know personally two families have been here for 4, 5 months or 6 months. And there are some families, I think, who arrived maybe 2 days ago or maybe yesterday, December 10th. They were talking about December 10th. So our brothers in ICNA are trying to, inshallah, to sponsor 100 families. So we'd like to help them. This is a noble purpose. We shouldn't only watch the news and cry and feel pain, feel the pain. If you feel the pain, reach your pocket and try to help your brothers and sisters. And the other Friday, which is December 25th, it will be Christmas. We don't have a program here because Sheikh Naveed is organizing another program in 8 and 8. So we don't want to have two programs at the same time, one here and one in 8 and 8. Sheikh Naveed will be having a program about the inner dimensions of Salat. And it will be from 5 to 8, so 3 hours. 5 to 8 in 8 and 8, Christmas night, which is December 25th. December 26th, we'll have another program here, which is Saturday. And this is a long program. It will start from 12:30, Dhuhr, after Dhuhr, here in this place. It will be Saturday, December 26th, till 7 o'clock. And different speakers will come. All of them are local speakers. And we'll be talking about the 7 under the shade of the throne of Ar-Rahman on the Day of Judgment. Those who will be under the shade of Allah's throne on the Day of Judgment. The 7 categories of people. So we'll go through this hadith and every speaker will talk about one group of people. So there will be 7 groups of people who will be enjoy the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. They will be under the shade of His throne. We'll be talking about these people and their qualities. And I think it's a very important program. I would encourage you to come, inshallah, and attend this program. It's a long program. You don't have to attend the whole program. It's up to you. But it will be from Dhuhr till 7 o'clock, inshallah, Saturday, December 26. So basically, we don't have halaqah next week. And we don't have a halaqah the other Friday. We'll come back, inshallah, January 1st, 2016. We continue this program. Jazakumullah khair.